Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. And welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or social media. And welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. Hello, I am your host, Madhavi, and I am the Chief Motivating Officer and founder of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. Today, I'm here to share with you something that I've learned this week. I have been working with a personal trainer to increase my strength so I can increase my flexibility in yoga and be better at my yoga. Anyway, I was working with my trainer, and this last week she had shared with me, she was watching me do my warm up on my treadmill, and she noticed, yes, I have a death grip when I'm holding on to the handle of the treadmill. Yeah, I hold on to the treadmill, guys. I don't release, drop my hands down, and swing my arms. I'm holding on with the death grip. And there's two things that I realized of the why I'm holding with the death grip. One, as we age, we start to worry about falling. Now, yes, I practice yoga. I practice balance. We're balancing every day. We're walking on one foot at a time. And you would think that I would have the confidence to not hold on with the death grip, by the way, to the handle of the treadmill. Well, a second thing is I was afraid to let go of the handles on the treadmill is because when I let go and walk with my hands swinging by my side or just drop down by my side, it hurts. My hip flexors are so tight. It hurts, and it hurts my bum. It's hard to keep my navel in and up. It's hard to keep my back straight. Bottom line is it's hard. So that's what I'm here to share with you today about doing things when they're hard. Doing things when they're hard. That's when the change happens, guys. I actually noticed that today. So I slowly had to start to take my speed down because I was going a lot faster when I was holding on because I could, because I had the extra balance. And then, of course, my posture was leaning forward. It wasn't a good thing. I did not realize I've been doing this for this long until I had another set of eyes look at me. So when I took my hands off the handle, I started noticing, okay, this is really hard. And I wasn't able to go at the speed that I normally was going when I was holding on. Ego buster, guys. I had to take back the speed. Not to knock it down a couple of points in order to be able to keep up with the belt without holding on. Who would know? I didn't. So Ego Buster turned down the speed and started practicing and slowly started increasing the speed with time and getting closer and closer to the speed that I was walking at when I was holding on without holding on. The benefits of this is, yes, I am strengthening my legs. I'm strengthening my hip flexors. When I get more strength, I will get more flexibility and, you know, jam in yoga. That's my goal, is to jam in yoga. And whatever your goal is, you know, when you're trying to do something hard, jam at it. That's what you have to start to think. Not only am I strengthening my legs, really opening up my hip flexors, making my hip flexors work, making my navel and my back work, holding up my posture because I need to balance on the treadmill because, hey, I don't want to fall off, okay? Don't want to fall off. That would totally stink. So I learned that it's okay to dial it back. I don't have to be that superhero right away. It takes time to build strength and endurance. Duh, I know that. But even though I know that, sometimes I need to be reminded. So I dialed back the speed, and this whole week I've been watching myself, really taking note. I actually journal about this. I write down what I did, how I increased my speed. So every few minutes I started bumping it up just a little bit more, just a tiny little bit more. Again, remember I talk about those tiny changes, guys. So I bump it up just a little bit more just to see if I can keep going with the stride, feeling confident, keeping my posture nice and good. Yeah, here we go. So I'm just thinking, okay. And so making the tiny, tiny changes. So today, the last 10 minutes of my workout on the treadmill when I was walking, I was actually up to the speed that I was normally going when I was holding on. Yes, I was able to hold on, not hold on, but walk on the treadmill without holding on at the speed that I have been going all these years, holding on, feeling comfortable. Feeling comfortable, but it was hard. I'm going to be honest with you. So something that really kind of sparked out at me today, and that's why I wanted to share it with you guys, is yes, the small changes will create a big change ultimately at the end, but it takes time and patience, being patient with yourself. Don't rush into things, because if you want to hold on to a habit, if you want to make it part of your lifestyle practice, then you need to make tiny changes and allow your body and mind build up to that and be okay with where you are right now. And then that, you know, as you keep going, you're going to get better and better and the change is going to happen. If I just made this much of a change in 1 week, I can't even begin to imagine what type of change I will make in a month, 6 months, and by December of 2023. My transformation of 2022, and now it's going to be a transformation of 2023 into 2024. So a week's change, huge. Here's my message to you guys today. If it is hard, don't shy away from it. Just try. If you don't do it because it's hard, you're not going to see or feel the change. Do it because it's hard. When it's hard, it makes our mind really start to think. It makes our body start to work a little harder. And the incremental changes happen, guys. They happen. And I am living proof. I'm only sharing this with you because I was so excited to see a change, that a noticeable change. A noticeable change. It's not a huge change, just a noticeable change by just doing something consistently. Remember my word for the year, 2023, mine is consistent. Consistently made the change that I have been trying to get to. Don't hold on to the treadmill bar. You're going to become stronger. Your balance pose is going to be stronger if you're doing yoga or when you're walking. Less chance to fall. This is for me. These are my things for myself. And then another thing, guys, when I took my yoga class today, oh my goodness, it just popped in my head. I was killing it in my yoga poses, in the balance poses. We were holding some 3 to 4 balance poses, moving, transitioning from balance pose to balance pose to balance pose. I was killing it. I noticed that little incremental change again already. I was able to get into the pose and stay in it for a few breaths. Big change. So not only was I able to stay on the treadmill for the whole time that I'm supposed to stay on, that I choose to stay on without holding on, I was able to increase my speed to the speed that I was normally doing and sustain it for 10 minutes. I also was able to balance in my yoga poses with a couple of breaths, just holding on, holding on. So my message for you today is, if it's hard, then do it. If it's hard, then do it. We will not see the change or be the change unless we try. If it's a challenge, then try it. You fail, you fall down, get back up and do it. I say that in yoga. Balancing is hard. Wobbling and falling is good. We're building muscle memory. Wobble and fall out of the pose, just get back right into it and try again. Each time you come back, your muscle memory is going to get stronger. The same thing with any change that you want to make in life. Your mind, brain, we can call it a muscle. the muscle memory in the mind is going to remember us doing this, whatever that thing was hard. And before you know it, it's going to be something that you don't even think about. And that's called a habit. Well, that's all I have for you for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you know anyone that would benefit from this little story that I had to share with you guys, please share with them. If you'd like to learn more, I'd love to chat with you. I have free discovery calls. The notes are in the show notes for you to click on and schedule one with me for wellness coaching. If you'd like to join a yoga class, I'd love for you to join. I teach hybrid, so Zoom and in person. The link is in the show notes as well. Until next time, I invite you all to have an amazing day and a wonderful weekend if you're listening to me on a Friday. Take care for now and have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.